Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 6th, 2018. Today is Tuesday in the third week of Lent. Here is a reading from the 6th chapter of Mark. Jesus called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you, and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick, and cured them. Here ends the reading. Many, many years ago, when I was a part of another Christian tradition, I would often go with a companion, and we would spend several hours knocking on doors. We always went out two by two because of the biblical injunction that we discovered in passages like the one I just read from Mark. Plus, having a partner made it a bit easier to deal with some of the things that would happen as we appeared on people's doorsteps and began asking them questions about their relationship with God. It was helpful to have someone to commiserate with between porches. Now that I'm an Episcopalian, I can understand somewhat what those folks on the other side of the door must have been feeling. You're going to interrupt my Saturday afternoon. You're going to talk to me, a total stranger, and ask me personal questions about my relationship with God. Ooh, that just feels like an invasion of my personal space. I tend to agree. And yet, what we see in this passage of Scripture when Jesus sends out his 12 in six teams of two people, he clearly expects that they are going to go and that they are going to proclaim the message of repentance, and they're going to demonstrate the power of that proclamation both by exorcising demons and by curing the sick. Proclamation, confronting the powers and proclaiming a message and demonstrating a message of healing, those are the early on signs of the kingdom of God. I often think about how can we embody those practices now as 21st century Episcopalians, 21st century Christians who may not have the same inclination to just jump out into the middle of a neighborhood and start knocking on doors. How do we give witness to God in the world? It is clear, even in our own Episcopal liturgy, that the purpose of coming to worship is not so that the sum total of our Christian existence can be lived out within the confines of an hour, hour and 15 minutes of liturgy on a Sunday morning. In fact, we actually pray at the end of each liturgy on a Sunday that God will send us out into the world to do the work we've been given to do, to love and serve God with gladness and singleness of heart, that we're called not simply to gather, but we gather in order that we can be sent out into our neighborhoods, sent into our jobs, sent into our schools, sent into places of service throughout the community beyond the walls of the church. I confess this continues to perplex me, because how do we do it in such a way so as to really understand the immediacy of the gospel? I think it's really easy for us to default to thinking that ministry in Jesus' name is something like inviting people to come to church with us. Maybe the people we will minister to over the course of a week between one Sunday and the next will never darken the door of the church. I suspect that there were plenty of people who received deliverance from whatever demon was afflicting them or received healing who never followed the way of Jesus, never became one of his disciples. But the ministry was important anyway because he gave witness to the inbreaking of the good news of the gospel of God into the world. And I think we can take some comfort in that our job, our call, our vocation, our ministry, if you will, is all about pointing to the good news of God. Preaching repentance, that's not standing on the street corner with a sign. It may be as simple as a conversation with a friend in which we talk about what it means to change directions, what it means to turn around from the old ways of living to the new ways offered up in the gospel. Proclaiming a message of deliverance, well, that might be as simple as beginning to see those places in our world, locally, in our community, or maybe in our state or our national life. Where are places where people are being held in bondage, in oppression, that we would identify as demonic? I'm not particularly talking about literally imprisoned, but it may be. How are people being constrained? How are they being boxed in? Is it because of unfair labor practices, or is it because of the fact that they live in a food desert in some urban area? Is it because they live in an area prone to violence? Whatever the thing is that is oppressing them, whatever the thing is that is constraining them, that may be, in our way of thinking, not simply a policy decision, it may be demonic. And it may be our job as the church to call evil, evil, and to seek to exorcise through the power of the Holy Spirit that evil from our world. And finally, we do have a healing word to offer. The ministry of healing has been a part of the Christian tradition since early on. To pray for healing, to work for healing, to be agents of healing. Not only physical healing, but emotional and spiritual, mental healing as well. We are called as the people of God to invite people into the wholeness of God, which is salvation. As you will recall, salvation comes from the word which means to heal, a salve. Salvation is healing not only for the soul, but for the body and mind as well. So we are called and we are sent. We are sent to proclaim the good news of the kingdom that we can turn around. We are sent to proclaim deliverance and to pray that people are released from the captivity of the powers of this world that are demonic. And we are called to be witnesses to the healing power of God at all times and in all places and to all people. Indeed, may God send us forth into the world. Send us forth to do the work we have been given to do, to proclaim, to exorcise, and to heal. Let us pray. O Lord, we beseech you mercifully to hear us and grant that we, to whom you have given a fervent desire to pray, may by your mighty aid be defended and comforted in all dangers and adversities, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.